Sensory memory is the entry point for incoming memories of all stimuli which bombard our senses, that are retained in their original form for a very brief period of time in memory subsystems called sensory registers. Now, these sensory registers are necessary as they allow us to choose which stimuli we will pay attention to and register in our short-term memory, plus what we will ignore, i.e. the information that won't be passed on to short-term memory. It stores sensory impressions just long enough for each impression to slightly overlap, thus rapidly filtering out information and enabling us to have a sense of continuity and make sense of our environment. The information in our sensory memory is in its original form. That is, it hasn't been manipulated or encoded yet. Sensory memory has a virtually unlimited capacity, i.e. it can store information from any of our senses for a very brief period of time. A key point, though, is that the information in sensory memory has not yet entered into our awareness and may never do so. If we pay attention to the information, then it's then in our short-term memory. Otherwise, the sensory impression rapidly fades from our experience. And this is adaptive as it prevents our brains being overloaded. Information in sensory memory can't be maintained or rehearsed because of rapid decay. We have no control over this. Information is not encoded in the sensory register. That's done in the transfer from short-term to long-term memory.